Well, a nurse from Douglas says she would put frontline services at the top of her political agenda if she was able to succeed. Brenda Cannell is the MHK for East Douglas. Mrs. Cannell will step down, of course, next month. And Claire Betterson has now become the second candidate to throw her hat into the ring. She told Jason Roberts more about herself and why she's contesting the seat.
Originally, I'm from Berkshire in the south of England. Been coming on holiday to the island since a child. Absolutely love the island. Always thought of it like I was just coming home. And once I did my nurse training, it was an obvious move for me to move over to the Isle of Man, where I've got myself sort of involved in the local society, charitable organisations, loads of friends here, met some amazing people, love the countryside and absolutely love the island.
Let me ask you, why in particular you've decided to stand for election? What prompted it?
I think the main thing is seeing the health service from the first-hand point of view. I think that we have so much potential in the health service on the Isle of Man, as I do with a lot of the other services. I think we've got great opportunities. We also have very unique problems we face because of the geographical location, because of the difficulty with getting staff at short notice. And that's not unique to the health service. That's certainly something that we see across other professions on the island. I just felt that with that knowledge, with my youth on my side, and also having another woman to represent the Isle of Man in the Keys would also be useful.
Is this your first foray into politics?
I did have a brief foray into politics when I was at university in Southampton, and I stood for the city council, but I wasn't fortunate enough to be elected on that occasion.
Well, what about your political views? Would you describe yourself as left or right? Are you a Labour supporter or a Conservative?
Traditionally, I would see myself as Conservative, but I like the ideals of true socialism. I think a lot of it isn't practical in the real world. But I think if you can draw from that, I think it's absolutely critical that we support the people who struggle the most in our society. But I don't feel that's always necessarily by penalising the people who've worked and been successful in society. I think it's getting a balance between that to make sure that everyone gets a fair deal.
As far as current politics go on the island then, what do you see as the main issues at the moment? What do you think will be the battleground of the election?
I think people are concerned about the issues that always present themselves. I think that certainly the health sector is something that is a concern. I think they've been through difficult times in recent years. And I think that there's opportunities to make things better. I think we've got great staff working within all these organisations. I think the police, I think, is a concern for people with the cuts that have been made there. I think it's critical that we get enough police to cover our streets effectively and keep people safe from crime. I also think you've got things that come up time and again, such as the steam packet, the ease of getting on and off the island, of getting items delivered to the island. And equally, we've got things like the horse trams, which are, you know, matters of great national pride. But equally, there's a cost implication for those. And I think it's important that we look at those and we manage it to make sure everyone gets the best deal.
Well, what's your particular view on that then? Should we have the horse trams? Are they value for money?
I think the horse trams are a great bit of heritage for the island. I would be really sad to see them go. However, I think that maybe something to look at is reducing the number of services they offer while still ensuring that we don't put people out of jobs. I think, you know, the people who've worked on the horse trams for all these years are, you know, a very important part of society. And certainly the horse trams are something I'd be very sad to see go completely. But I think we need to look at whether we need two lines on the promenade or maybe one would be sufficient.
Why should people vote for you then?
I think I can bring a breath of fresh air to the politics on the Isle of Man. I certainly have a huge amount of passion for this island and for Douglas, where I've been living since I moved here. And I think I have an awareness of the health service, absolutely, that can be moved across into other areas as well. Because I think once you've got an awareness of a service, you see frontline where the savings can be made and where they really can't.
Claire Betterson, who has declared in East Douglas, two candidates so far, John Jochen and Claire Betterson. She was speaking there to Jason Roberts.